Why JW is flustered by this. He, to me this morning, why are they shutting down the schools in Japan? He doesn't see this as a serious issue. Is he right? It's not
it's a
serious
joke.
Issue. And
it's a joke.
Right, well, who's,
it's a joke,
who's making
Bob.
A panic?
It's a joke.
What's the panic? Why is everybody panicking?
They've closed the schools because of the pandemic that's coming.
Why
they don't know
they?
How it's spread. People are showing up in California. They haven't been to China. They haven't been around anybody in China. They're just somebody out of the blue. And all of a sudden, they've now exposed all of California. And they haven't been anywhere. Where did it come from? Oh, my God. We're going to die. It's in the ash. It's coming on the ocean. The birds are bringing it across the ocean. There's
it's Bob's
exhalation.
We're exhaling, Carolyn. Are we exhaling it?
Are we exhaling it?
I know. Bring out this. Are we exhaling it? The iodine?
No. You're not exhaling it. You're giving the solution. Now that solution. Now listen to these words. Your solution may very well be the system by which they are judged. Remember.
Yes.
Your
they will be
solution.
Judged.
May very well be the thing that causes it to be judged.
Yeah, and to be judged, that means guilty and you go to jail? That kind of judgment?
Well, well, you die. Yeah.
Say that
so they knew what it was.
People are going to be judged if they reject us when they hear about our stuff.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, Carolyn, he understands the fact that there's a panic because it's showing up everywhere, so no one knows how it got there. Or he generally doesn't get it. It is, Carolyn.
It's not showing up. One person in a country of 340 million, which is the United States, one person will be said to have it, even though they don't do the test. But they just
well,
say
they don't
they
have a test. All the tests that they sent from the Atlanta CDC were all fake. They were all contaminated. They were already positive when they went out.
God.
And that's from your Atlanta. And that's from your Atlanta, the only place that's going to have any solution to save the world. And they sent every test they sent out was an automatic positive. You go ahead and kill them. They're positive. Boy, they got the clap, the herpes, and the coronavirus. You ain't going to kill them. They done. They got the gonorrhea. Let them go. They've been fucking goats again. That happens every time you get with a goat. Anyhow,
one person shows up and they panic. The panic is spreading.
The reason they panic, here's why they panic. Because this particular individual has not been around anybody. Hasn't been with anybody, hadn't been to China, hadn't been to the coast, hadn't slept with nobody at the Asian whorehouse, hadn't been around anybody from the other whorehouses, hadn't done anything to have any exposure, and they got it too. There's the rub, because now the U.S. can't track it. But don't you worry. If you live in New York State, New York City, or you live in any parts of California, you better get out. You better hurry.
It's spreading.
The land
how
of the
then?
Doomed.
How is it spread to that one person who wasn't in touch?
On the 5G, the 5G network.
Oh, so this is the destruction caused by the 5G that our chiropractor said the 5G would kill everybody, Carolyn. So
yes,
he was right.
Because it's spreading. Because it's spreading disinformation.
Well, whatever you call that, we don't even really see. That's the
didn't get it, Carolyn.
Correct.
The problem is that's the whole thing. Disinformation is what JW was complaining about earlier. He doesn't even know what that is anymore. What is disinformation? Disinformation is something Bob says, and then the next thing you know, you read about Matt Drudge, and then Matt Drudge gets all of it. Then the Queen is making an announcement about it that we have to overcome this thing that Matt Drudge popped up, that Bob Sputum called Matt Drudge to have gas. And the gas caused some problem, and it was a swamp master, and there's a peat bog that uncovered something that must be dealt with from the Knights Templar, the three that we didn't kill, And what Prince King Albert messed up the first time, he was quite the lexicographer, that one he was.
Yeah,
he
that's about a thousand years ago. The Albert of 1,000 years ago. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Did he do the Codex, the Domesday Book?
Yes, he did.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Good.
But okay.
So the rub. Wait. Slow down a second. The rub now becomes this informed disinformation campaign has now running the gamut to the human body. It's taken over the very vestigial parts of the body that emasculate you from being in your meat sack. That's a bunch of words. And you'd say, Ion, what the hell does that mean? That's a bunch of crazy talk. Okay, here's what it is. If science don't explain it, it can't be. Right? If science can't explain it, it can't be. Right?
Right.
Science says bumblebees statistically cannot fly. They do. And they'll argue the point. It doesn't fly. It's an anomaly. It's not. No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't fly. Okay. Right. And so here's the rub. Now, any little wind that blows, the winds, they're blowing, Carolyn. Any little wind that blows now can blow your house down. Remember, they huffed and they puffed and they blow. What do you think the three pigs was scared of? What do you think the three pigs were afraid of? The big bad wolf? It's because the big bad wolf controlled the wind. They couldn't keep the wolves at bay. Okay, so check this out. Now Xi Jinping has got himself all messed up, but we said that already. Now, people who have their house in order, like yourselves included, you have set a bastion aside for such a day like this. So that means that some of the things that you're requiring, that you're waiting on, most certainly would be provided. You might take your little Googler. You don't really care, and it doesn't really matter. You don't have a dog in the fight. But look at what the 2-year bond is paying lately.
What's that, 1.23% or something ridiculous?
It's unfathomable, and it's going to be the way that Trump takes it over. He's going to take it over. They may lay the People's Republic of China down. They may do it. Why do you think the president is in India trying to save the day? He went to India. Nobody gives a care about the damn them people. Who the fuck are they? Now all of a sudden he's trying to work up a big old fellatio based relationship. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people come here and say they didn't understand a word he said. Didn't have a fucking clue what the first word he said. They cheering and hollering and raising, hooping and hollering and taking on like wild. It's like a night with Mae Brussel. They didn't have a clue what they'd signed for. They didn't know. They were just in the chart. They didn't know. So that makes a synced up position that he can take their dollar a person and move heavens, because we got to have a way to make this balance. See,
okay, now let me get this straight. I want to help Bob out here. So the 10-year, 10-year to 2-year, 2-year Treasury yield spread 0.13%.
0.13, Now look there now. Yeah. Listen to what you're saying. 0.1%.
So people are throwing, is that, what are you saying, that people are throwing their money into these bonds, getting nothing back, but what Trump's going to do is take the money and give them something back so he can use that money for his, whatever, the wall, etc.?
No, not the wall, for whatever he chooses.
For whatever.
Not the wall. Not the wall. See, that would be...
The infrastructure.
No. He's not going to use that. He would much better take that money and go to the casino and put it on red. It's much more fun than that. He could play it on the margins.
Okay, but we got to know what you're saying first. So the two-year bond is producing, giving back nothing. So is the Trump government going to take it over and give a higher percentage rate? What is he going to do?
No. The news flash is the bond yield. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the difference, the spread between the 2-year treasury and the 10-year treasury is still like less than a dime.
Mm-hmm.
So what that's telling you is that nothing's going to change for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the spread, you're approaching a zero spread.
Mm-hmm.
Now what that's going to do, hey, remember the bell curve back in economics when you was a schoolgirl, the flattening of
doesn't
the yield
matter.
Curve?
We have no idea what you're saying, so you got to stay straight for a few minutes. Approaching a zero
that's
spread.
Good.
So people are throwing money into Treasury bonds and not getting anything, so why are they doing it, and what's Trump going to do?
Because it's safe. Because it's safe.
And
here's what happens. The more people buy those bonds, the more the price goes down. Or the price goes up, so the yield becomes less. You
mm-hmm.
see? It's like when you used to make Jell-O. If you keep making Jell-O, it makes the Jell-O less valuable.
I'm glad you understand because you said two goes up, it goes down. More people buy it, the price of it will go down, so more people can buy it.
No, the price goes up, which the yield, what they're paying interest rate, goes down. It has less value.
And that's good? Good about that?
Yeah. Yeah, because now you can owe $250 billion, and there's no interest
low interest
on
rate.
It.
Right. Now, what
if you owe
say
$250 billion?
I got it. If he's going to give money to India, he's going to give away the profit he's going to make from this, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. To make deals.
Okay, so you get that, Carol?
Here's the news.
Trump's going to make a lot of money because a lot of people are going to buy
it. Here's the news. The treasuries are hovering near an all-time low, meaning lower than they've ever been. Not like next Tuesday or last Thursday or next November, like ever. It's unheard
what
of.
Is low? What is low?
Almost
the
zero.
Interest?
The interest. Yield. Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still don't get it. I don't know why people
Carol,
put their
the
money.
Interest on other things besides the interest on the 2-year bond. Is
correct.
Referring to for the treasury.
For example, home mortgages are exclusively based on the 10-year bond. Because most people don't live in their house for 10 years. So when the 10-year interest yield goes up, mortgage rates go up for everybody. Okay.
I see.
And if they go down, now mortgage rates now are like nothing. You can get a 30-year mortgage for like 3%, which is unheard of. So now you can buy an extra $1 million house, and it's no big deal. No big deal. Because you're only paying $300 a month, which is more than you paid in City Island for your spot there, for Pete's sake. So, you know, it's all relative, but you can get a couple of $1 million house for what you're paying for your little spot in City Island. It's like, this doesn't make any sense. That's our point. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Now, the money keeps pouring in, but it won't matter if you have gross national product. Remember, the total value of all goods and services produced in a country in a year. If it gets messed up, then you're in trouble because you're going to cause inflation, terrible inflation with all this money coming in. And if you're not producing to equal that out, you're going to have inflation. And if you produce too much, then you're going to have deflation. It's like the Great Depression, see? It stops the process. You've got to keep it all balanced. Okay.
What's causing the great inflation, Carol?
If the gross national product that goes down, if you don't produce
if you're not producing.
Stuff,
I know, but
then
it
it'll
got something
inflation.
To do with everybody buying the 2-year bond? Is that causing inflation?
No. If the gross national product should go less and you have all this money coming in, then it will cause inflation.
Why will the gross national product go less?
Because China can't produce anything and America can't buy the thing or give them. We need something to be trading. And that's what you said. Well, don't worry about that. I got that. I'm buying and selling to myself. I have stock. I sell it to myself, and then I buy the stock. And everybody just keep typing. That's all you need to do. Just keep typing. Just keep typing. That worked real good until the people that were typing got the coronavirus and can't type no
more. I didn't see that coming.
It did. It did, just like on the OA movements. The people couldn't do the OA movements, so they got machines to do the movements for them. When they needed five, so they got four machines and one person so they could play with themselves. So that's all right, Bob. We got you. You're the boss. We created tech bodies that do the typing for you. They set the trays in motion.
When you see the Democrat candidates yelling over each other, is the tech body doing something to their minds, making them appear to be irrational?
Yes, Bob. When Elizabeth Warren, she look at her eyes when she says that she's as sincere as she can be. Mayor Bloomberg, what exactly were you thinking when you told her to just kill it? Just kill it. And she got all wretched, like she had a big old vibrator up her hoo-hoo or something. She got all stodgy. She jerked a little bit, and her eyes like bulked out like the little Zika baby. The Zika. Watch the clip. Oh, when she says, when you told her to just kill it. And Michael Bloomberg says, I never told that bitch to kill it. I told her that she should have swallowed it, not that she should kill it. She should have never got pregnant. She should have swallowed it. That's what I said. Come on. Y'all got to get my quotes right, man. I'm a billionaire. You're not used to you speaking to me like this. Here you are, just a little congressman with $18 million that you stole from somebody's granny somewhere. You run out here, you beer drinking whore. You horse face lesbian. Isn't that what he says they call girls? Horse face lesbian. And it's like, come on now, get my quotes right. It's like, wait a second. So Bernie is sitting here, can't say how much his shit cost, doesn't have a clue. Himself, he doesn't have 2 hours to say how much his one thing's going to cost. And he's got 8 things just like that that are free. So much free that free don't mean nothing. We can't afford free anymore, Bob. You can't afford free. It's beyond reproach. The free is so expensive, you can't have anything to do with free. It'll bankrupt you. When free will bankrupt you, it's upside down. Okay. Now, this is what's going to run against Donald J. Trump, which is giggling his ass off. It very well may be a coup de grace. 49 states out of 50, Bob.
Right.
It very well may be. No, California. No, that's how are you, Will? They ain't got no. Yeah, that crazy Maisie's about 2 steps from the grave right now. Don't worry about that. We're bringing good people in Hawaii. We're gonna save them. They're gonna be all right with their rented Hummers. They own a release, can't even put gas in their rented cars. It's pretty fun, but they ride high and tight. They ride to the Walmart and go to Hilo Hattie's to buy them some macadamia nuts. They got it going on. It's all good. So anyway. The point now becomes this is impossible because even if you elect Bernie Sanders, which you won't, even if Bernie Sanders makes the cut, which he won't, but even if all that were to happen and he became president, which he won't, but if he did, no Senate or Congress is going to vote to put in the things that he's going to put in and do. It won't happen.
It's worse than Trump.
Even the best laid plans of mice and men, it's worse than theirs. Trump got in and said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And the stupid some bitch got in there and done just that. They said, oh, we're not voting for that. He said, I don't give a shit. I'll ride you to death. I'll kill your ass. You're going to do it. We're going to do it one way or the other. We're going to build a wall. I'm going to get the money from somewhere. I got cash money. I got a credit card. I put it on the credit card. We got started. He's doing things. He's doing things and then appropriating money, crazy things. He opened an entire branch of the service and didn't have the first vote yet and funded it.
I love the way the Democrats keep saying, and Trump said he'd build a wall, and he ain't building a wall because they won't give him the money. But he is building the wall, so it's
right.
So much fun.
And that's
and what's
Bob,
the service?
And Bob,
did you just mention the New Age Space Force when you said
the
service?
Space Force?
Yeah.
There's a whole other
branch
of the government. A whole other branch of the government has just been created out of the air. It's going. And people signing up.
And what were you
going to
say? I got that. What were you going to say next?
Okay.
You start to say something.
The next step then becomes he's pulled all this off marvelously, magically, because he's gotten insight. Because there's no way he could step after step after step perfectly without some help from you, Bob. You made a great deal of difference. And he appreciates
all right.
it. It's good. It's why you're in charge, Bob. To the
is
chagrin
of
Carolyn. Bob, that's why you're in charge.
Well, she'll be distracted from me by running Big Pharma. So Carol's not even asking questions anymore. She found out she's taking over the next 2 weeks. So she's sitting back down, relaxing. Yeah, no more
2 weeks. 2 weeks. By God, she better hurry up.
Tomorrow.
2 weeks. That shit probably happened yesterday, and y'all didn't say that email yet. You better check your trash, Bob. You better check your trash. There might be a big old email in there. It might have your money check.
It's a good joke.
Might have your
a very
money
good
check.
Joke. We haven't got time to laugh at it.
And the money, check.
It's a joke. But the
it's your money check.
Now, what did I do that saved Trump? Did I send him, kept the drops going to him, or did I say something? Was there any practical level you can translate your statement that I did something?
You made Ludlow aware of the McLuhan zeitgeist that he's now overcome. That's the main thing you've done.
I did
Larry.
Call out the last couple of tailgates. I brought up Ludlow.
Yeah.
He heard that.
Yeah.
He heard that.
All the way back to Ludlow's. All the way back to Ludlow's porch.
So Ludlow is understanding how typing solves a problem, or is he understanding something else?
Oh, no. He doesn't have a clue. All he knows is Bob says it, and it works out. Bob says it. And it works out. Boom, boom, boom. What's going on? I don't care what your question is. The answer is boom, boom, boom. And they go, I have an answer. I don't care what your question is. The answers are boom, boom, boom. That's what you need to know. You talking about North Korea? Boom, boom, boom. That's the answer. Uh-oh, now wait. That means something else. Oh, you talking about the markets? Boom, boom, boom. That was his answer. Now y'all figure out the question. The answer is boom, boom, boom. If that's not William Irwin Thompson cuddle up, he puddle himself a little bit. A little more than Thompson could take.
He knows what we're doing? You mean he's starting to observe it or something?
He's scared. He's scared, Bob.
Because Bob's right.
Scared.
Bob's right.
And left. Bob's right and left. So to outlaw oxygen, Bob.
So the big thing about humans and social mortar, Carol, all tribal loyalties and everything is built on fear. So we're going to have this ultimate expression of fear causing the final crack up. And then we walk through saying, oh, we didn't have to be afraid of anything. Is that accurate, what I just said, summing it up?
Just take advantage of the extra oxygen that we've provided for you and get rid of all your oxygen and take advantage of the carbon, and we'll show you what to do next. I don't want to do that. Okay. Then lay down right over there, and they'll pick you up next Tuesday when the body part comes around. Bring out your dead. It's very amazing that people are starting to realize or notice their morbidity lately. You notice that? People are thinking
about
it.
Yeah, they're getting morbidity. Scared. Thompson's getting scared. They're realizing they're going to die, and they thought they were cool with that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but now, what's forever for has got a good reason now. Now, what's forever for says, wait a minute, there's nowhere for you to go. Before, I'm going to my heavenly reward. Now that's all gone. That train is gone. Left the station.
Right.
Through. Over. History. See ya. Yes.
Hey, Carolyn. You know, I'm saying the next Tuesday they're going to bring out the dead cart will come around. Well, I went out to check the garbage thing. And all of a sudden the truck drove up. And I watched them empty it. And the black guy in the orange suit saw me and he waved at me. I've never communicated in the 11 years I've been here with any garbage guy. He acknowledged me today, and I waved back a bit late, but he sort of saw it. But that means the dead cart's coming around because Bob acknowledged the fucking garbage man for the first time. A major shift. Yeah.
Jerry noticed it. It's like when you were fucking with the mafioso on City Island. Remember?
Yes. Yeah, the guy next door. Whatever his name was. You mean that guy?
Yeah, we do. That's the last time you had impetus with waste management.
That's right. Yes, I was discussing how they did it. So did that guy who was in the first season of Sopranos, was he doing and dealing with me more than I realized, or bothered by me, or something?
Yeah, he was in with Pussy. That's why Pussy had to die.
And Pussy, someone in the show? Who's Pussy?
Yeah, you remember Pussy, the big, heavy, stout dude.
That was the guy's
work.
Name, Bob, Big Pussy. That was his name.
Yeah, Pussy died the first season, at the end. He died in real life.
He died in real life, too.
He did? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So
after we left. Yeah.
Because we didn't know.
He must not have owed you money.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, you'd have been there at that funeral.
Yeah.
I noticed over the years, 40 years in the wilderness, how many times you're laying over tombstones. It's pretty amazing how many times
you're graving images. It's guaranteed. There's maybe they're all funerals in our pictures, yeah. Carolyn. Think of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is there anybody else?
George Renault. That was a big funeral. That was a big service, wasn't it?
No, that was Michael. George Reynolds.
No. We didn't miss him. It's George. Min Doodle. Yeah.
There's no picture of me with Zappa, but he died. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. That's because that was an inside job. You didn't want to take credit for that one.
Inside job. Okay. What are you doing, Carol? Carol went to bed. I mean, she's quite...
No, I'm here. I'm sorry that I'm not laughing at all your jokes, Bob. I still appreciate you.
Okay. You did you like the jokes?
Yeah.
You liked the jokes?
Yes.
Yes,
Bob.
Okay, yeah.
But Carolyn, he's so benevolent now he's going to save the staff. Isn't that nice of him? He's so good. He's so kind.
Bob's going to save the staff.
They're going to save the rod and
that
the staff.
Jennifer?
They'll comfort you. Is that Jennifer? I don't know who you don't know who your staff is. God, you are a sinner. You got people all over the place running stuff. You don't even know who they are. It's all good.
That's right.
Yeah, people do things, and I don't know who they are.
Remember the Lemurian, according to the Evergreens, the Lemurian king couldn't see anybody below the court, so he didn't know who built the bridge. He thought he did it by waving his hand. He couldn't see the actual workers. So it's my situation. That's the Croker quadrant, too. I put that.
Hard knock life, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah. So, Carolyn, did we get to a good understanding of how Big Pharma comes in? Did you get that
clear?
Yeah,
I get it. I get it better.
The fall.
Right.
And it's such a twist.
The fall. You don't mean the autumn. You mean they're going to fall, is what you mean.
Yeah. Carolyn, now our issue, and we've had this out with Carolyn several times over the past, that Big Pharma you can't overcome. Big Pharma is the system. Big Pharma is everything. Big Pharma controls it. They'll kill you. They have all the money. And we just kind of go, oh, it ain't quite like that. Now you're starting to see the chinks in the armor. They really have on no clothes. You are more together than they. There's just a lot of them.
It did take this coronavirus and shutting down China to realize how vulnerable Big Pharma has made themselves.
Yeah. And just don't gloat in it. Don't do that anyway. But don't gloat in it because you don't want to become that thing. Because you could, pretty easy. Because,
right.
See, it's the rub.
We don't
want to
be the cause, is what you just said. We don't want to be seen as the cause.
Basically, yeah. It's like
but
being
we
right too often.
Or the tech body did.
Fine.
Yeah, tech body.
You're fine. Good. Congratulations. But you don't want to be that guy. You want to be the
right.
You know.
But the tech body did this. That's why Ayn didn't take over at all, Carolyn. You left 311s to run amok or pretend it's running amok. Distance herself. We distanced itself from the tech body it created or took over. Oh, there's a Rumpelstiltskin, a Bob factor that I can't control, says Ion. Right? It's a distancing technique.
Yeah. It drives. It's self-driving. And in a second, it won't matter because you just got to decide how you're going to go with it. That's the rub. When you got to be happy just to roll back and say, okay, yeah, look at what I created, and then move on down the road. Because who are you going to tell? In a minute.
Right. Carolyn gets this email, tell her to come on in and take over. We'll give Carolyn, we'll go over to her Lapras and give her an ice cream, a big bowl. That'll be the sign.
If she invents everything in the world, why can't she make some type of glycophase that we can make ice cream without any sugar in it so it can be healthy and wholesome? No acid packed in. Put some restructure in it. Make it be where you crave it, and it become the most delicious thing down your throat hole. That's something wonderful. You can go on the ice cream diet. I think you do that.
Okay, Carolyn, are you finished, good. Carolyn? Are you?
I'll be going in 15 minutes.
Okay,
and
so we were
successful. You were successful, Carolyn. There's got to be a little more work you have to do on your project.
Mm-hmm.
But you are successful. Slow down on the hard sell of your telekinesis works best when you're neutral. Don't get quite such an erection when you start directing things angelically.
Uh-huh.
Keep it more balanced. Because we're concerned is that you're going to kick it up and have a good day or a bad day, and you're going to blow something up. And then that's going to be your damn fault, too. Then that's also going to be your fault, and we will tell you when you do it. But we're just going to go softer with it because now you're starting to see how powerful it is. A month ago, darling, we'd have never been talking about this were you not involved in the angels. A month ago, this would not be as quickly done as it is were you not involved in it. And it's whether you know it or not, believe it or not, like it or not, care or not. It really doesn't make any difference to us. That's what we keep saying is that, come on now, you have power, engage it, and then you can see it. You can taste it. You can smell it. You can sleep with it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. It's yours. Drive it. Own it.
Okay.
Then what happens?
Yeah, go ahead.
Then what happens? You start to have it more visceral. It becomes real. Bob didn't know he made all this shit up. He did. He knew he made it up. He didn't know he made it up. But some of the shit he made up, he didn't even remember making up. And then all of a sudden, he comes in and goes, oh, yeah, I did do that. I don't remember. It was a bad day. It was a good day. I don't know. I woke up. I didn't know. I went to the beach. What did I know? I just said, hey, I didn't know I was killing people when I said, hey, I didn't know. How could I know? I just said, hey, put the tech body down. But little did they know. So that rub, you'll play with this a little bit more, and then it will become part of your knowing. You will accept it. Once you accept it, you set it aside, and then it has its mark. Just like bumblebees can fly, even though statistically it's impossible for that to occur.
That's how we got here, Carol. It was impossible statistically.
But
it's accept, E-X-C-E-P-T, not A-C-C-E-P-T.
Correct. Yeah. Accept. It's an exception.
Listening to William Irwin Thompson's lectures, I find it brings up some good questions.
He thinks it comes out some hoikable material, but
yeah.
You got that.
With his polymath kind of mind, he scanned all of culture, all the different cultures all around the world. He was of the era in the 40s and 50s where they could get access to all kinds of information previous generations could. So he decided that the yogic initiation, what he's calling the yogic initiation, when the kundalini goes up and this goes up the spine and zaps the gland at the top, and then you're kind of enlightened. He's saying that all culture, even the caveman drawings and the Altamira caves, are about the yogic initiation. Now, I'm assuming it's not that, but it is about an experience of going to another world, portaling. Is that what all culture really is about esoterically, the experience of portaling?
The yoga aspect is to condition your body in such a way that you have more control over your meat sack than your meat sack can do. Portaling is exactly the same way, but it's not a good example of how to do it. It's an example of how you're able to do it.
Yes, yoga is not a good example of how to do it. I think that's what
you
just said.
If you can fold your legs if you can do a full plow, if you can get to a position where you can do a full plow, then you most certainly should be able to portal. See?
Right.
Now, but doing the plow won't make you portal. But if you can get that much control over your body that you can put your knees between put your ears on your knees, okay, then you're limber enough that you should be able to portal is the example.
Yeah, and this has never been said before, this point. This is a very good point that's being made.
A bit upside down, but yeah.
Did you just hear a bing? I heard a bing.
Yeah. It's that ding, sing, ding.
Oh, okay, right. We portal when we sleep. So we're talking about conscious portaling.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. That's another issue then. Okay, but anyways, when you do conscious portaling, that reminds me of what Garrett said once. He said, Bob, when you have a psychic experience, that's death. You know, he made a big importance of a psychic experience.
That's so you could recognize what death is because you're separate from your life. That's what they call it, death. Right?
Right.
So that's not, his words aren't sound. His words aren't sound, but they are true. That's the difference between facts and truth.
Right. He may not even say it the way I said it, but probably did. The thing is
that he's not here. He's not here to correct it. So you win.
Right. That's right. So people are all trying to ascend, and if they get the portal, they'll feel that's pretty ascended, and they'll feel like they got somewheres. But portaling is quite easy. Conscious portaling, or I sometimes said, no, you got to get your shit together before you can portal.
Well, it's easy to go. You better get your shit together so you can get back.
Right.
That's why we made the big stew. That's the big OA condition. So that if you get lost, if you don't get lost, it's no problem. But so many people do. See, there's the trouble. They rub.
All right. So in this idea that yogic initiation is the hidden ground of every cultural inspiration that made culture, which becomes social mortar, he says the image of the snake, the bird, and the tree is a constant through all kinds of cultures. Were those three things, snake, bird, tree, not referring to yogic initiation, but to something else that was more accurate, Ion? And could you say what that is?
The different condition, deference of the four winds, the four corners, like the faces in Ezekiel when it changed from a cow to the ox.
Right.
The face of a man, it's like those. It's those examples. It's placeholders for those examples.
So their snake, bird, tree are translations of the four of the Revelation and Ezekiel.
Correct.
All right. And that then gets to the angel diagram is the ultimate archetypal template of instruction. Is all that?
Yeah, it's actually only about the roots. The roots. Alex Haley and the roots. Really only about the root.
What
the tree
is about
has
that snake, bird, and tree? Snake, bird, and
tree. The tree has nothing to do with it without the roots. If there are no roots, the tree doesn't matter.
So the snake bird tree is incomplete because if they don't include the root, if they're talking about it, they don't include roots, they've got a problem. But it's really about the root effect into the autonomic nervous system, or how the a tree here affects the Orion Belt. Is that the root we're talking about?
Same.
Postmodernists.
They all fit.
Right. Postmodernists call it the rhizome. So the rhizome is an image of the roots.
We like that.
Yeah.
We like that because in that knuckle, that's the same thing that affects. It's an example of the cell when it becomes aberrated or perfected. That rhizomal effect is the knuckle that allows it to sprout out of the root and branch of Jesse.
Right, and that is this rhizome is an image of how the eye cell is in the triangulum. Or the chromosome 14 is in the triangulum galaxy.
Good.
Right. It's a rhizomic image if you need an image. Okay, so.
If you need an image.
So,
but you can do Leo. Leo is a good image, too. See? That's when the, that's when the lion lays down with the lamb.
Yes. So this.
But you know how that goes, actually, at the end of the story. The lion gets up not hungry.
It's interesting. and the lamb's still there?
No, he eats the lamb.
Oh, we don't notice that. They left that part out.
No, that's right. They don't tell that part. They just tell about how the lion shall lay down with the lamb. And they do, but the lion gets up not hungry.
Okay. So the snake bird tree, it's an interesting image that goes through all these different cultures back in the ancient days, but it's not, it's a distraction from what the real meaning is, which you've just spelled out.
It's what the Gnostics used to prove the point. See?
That was my next question.
We know.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Gnostics say the soul falls into time. Now, the word soul is not the right term, but they mean the essence falls into time.
Well, they mean the condition. They don't mean the essence. They mean the condition. The condition falls into time that they have to note or notice.
Right. So the condition response is what Thompson's talking about when he uses the word
code.
Soul.
The code.
Okay.
Code of reference. Let's do it this way. You like to put things in the box. It's a code of reference to refer, to assimilate, to mark to. To quantitatively design, to allow apprehension to subdue the acquiescence of knowing. The acquiescence of knowing. That's good. Bunch of words.
Okay.
What does it mean? We have no idea.
Well, I get it. I get a glimpse of it, especially when I rehear it. It'll make sense.
It'll be a new glim, clicheable archetype then, huh? So it puts the new me in the me.
That puts the what? The something in
me?
The
me, but the me and me meme.
Meaning. Oh, good point. Yes, the meaning. Yeah. So the idea that the soul falls in time, Ion agrees that little man allowed that concept to happen, but Ion then says it never did happen. You never did fall into time.
Got it.
That's the problem. You agree with that? That's the problem with the Gnostic myth. It didn't happen because there was no time. But little man did create the fallen state, ended up left Andromeda, and then end up here, wherever here is, and then created non-physical to help it in its struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
right.
So great.
Okay.
Bob, you have no idea. You really have no idea. Just a second. We got to take a minute and get this cleaned up. You have no idea what you've done. You have no clue. You have no idea.
Yes.
You may think you do, but you have no idea. To get away with the things that you're getting away with is impossible. It's practically impossible. To take over the sun, moon, and stars, now you used the excuse that you knew it all along. But goddamn, if you didn't know it 2 years ago, you didn't know it. So they started being. then the being of it made it a whole lot easier to slide down the throat hole. Now, it's a joyous celebration that you're enjoying the benefit of it, but the reality is that it was just a fleeting glance that you hit the mark on. You could have missed this, but you didn't. You could have fucked this up, but you didn't. You could have let this go, but you didn't. And that position has now moved you ahead of it all. And you know it,
That's
you don't even gloat over that.
Yeah, that's that dream I had like 40, 50 years ago where all of a sudden I was playing the final game of the Stanley Cup, you know, the Canadian hockey dream, and no one knew how I got in there, and I'm in there, and I get a hat trick, and we win, and it was just unforeseeable that I would be in the Stanley Cup and get the hat trick. The team, whatever team I was on, won. I knew that dream was telling me something was coming.
It was the Red Wings. The Red Wings.
Ah, yeah, Gordie Howe. He's on my chart, and he's one of my favorite pieces, my favorite player. So, great. I worked with Gordie. Gordie liked me.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, we were just saying. Oh, yeah. So, I finally realized what I'd done yesterday. I Skyped with Aikido. And Aikido basically fell off his chair. He couldn't handle the glow coming off my face. He said, "You got a glow, Bob. Where's that coming from?" I said, "I think it's from the living water, the bread of life." So he could see it. He could see it.
Yes. Of course.
Okay, McGuire, I think he was head of intelligence. Trump fired him, and they brought in a gay guy. And they say the office of McGuire is outraged that their boss got fired, and there was a lot of noise.
He had to leave in 210 days. He was going to be up in about a month anyway because he was just named to the post. He wasn't perfect.
Are you talking about McGuire or the new guy?
McGuire. He had to go anyway. It was time for him to go. Within a little, he just went like a month early, and then they just put another guy short term so they wouldn't get stuck there. Because if you get them in there, you put them in there in a real position, they feel like they've been there forever, then they'll start pissing down your throat hole because you put them in office and you can't fire a government worker.
Right, and he actually testified against Trump, you know, a few months ago. McGuire did.
Yeah, him and Vindman.
Yeah.
The Vindman
brothers. Did Trump fire him to humiliate him? Because he got testified against?
And it won't be long, and it won't be long. And it won't be long until he'll be indicted. Yeah, that's coming next, Bob. You're going to get the other side of this coin now, where he's laid back and they've done any goddamn thing they wanted to do, and then they're without recourse. Now here comes recourse. You've been to see it.
Right. Okay, so when Trump fires somebody, it's because he knows a lot more than the public knows about the guy, the person.
Yes.
The woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's really easy. Typically, he's really easy. I mean, he'll let sodomites, he'll let anybody work, he'll let anybody in there.
Yeah.
He don't care. Nasty people, vile people. Oh, my God, what some of them people do? Shit.
So from the liberal idealism, New York is a fantastic New York liberal. Let's anybody show up, right? That's New York City's myth.
It's so deep in the cesspool that they're so nasty you can't tell them from anybody else.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but you know how they are, Bob. You'd go to Manhattan and see those uppity-uppity muck-mucks that wasn't worth killing. They come in like running like they run something. Most ridiculous thing in the world. Paying $10,000 to have a car take them two blocks down the street, for Pete's sake, so they can be seen being in a driven car. Ridiculous.
Okay.
This coronavirus is fixing to get fun, boss. Did you know this?
Okay. Look at that. Eben writes, "Hey, Bob, I may call in on Saturday. Like, this is, room for something. We might celebrate. Eben may call in." Well, you'll tell her something this time.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
We don't mind. We'll love her up.
Might
call her a black nigger bitch, horse face lesbian. That's what.
That'll have a hang up. She'll hang up.
That'll, That'll get, oh, you like you some Bernie Sanders? Well, here's what you got. It will give you some Bloomberg. You like that? That's good. You got 90-year-old white people fixing to tell you what to do. That's what you're going to like. You'll like that a lot. That's good for you.
Okay, so there's this video. If you look at my screen, it says, with new advances in microscopy, biologists are able to see the secret life of cells unfolding like never before. So someone posted this, and the line for the video underneath says, your textbooks are wrong. This is what cells actually look like. Now, I will start it running. They're talking to the scientists who see the imagery there. See, he's showing.
Yes.
Is that accurate? Is it true that that's telling you something?
No, it's not. It's just giving you the example. It's giving you the example of how it could be were it. How it could be were it. It's like taking.
And it ain't like that. You're saying it isn't like
no,
that.
No, it's like taking. It's like taking a rosary and saying this bead represents a prayer that does that. When it's nothing that, it's not that at all. But it just presents it that way. So if you're going to use it as an example of it, okay, that's fine. But that don't mean, you know, see, that don't, that $8 will get you a double mocha latte at Starbucks.
Well, maybe that's what he means. He's saying this is a representation of it. And he's right about that. This is an
if
accurate
If that's the case, then yes. But no, if you look a little further, what you're going to find, Mr. Corso, is that he's using that as the zeitgeist that drives it. That the driver is more important than the condition. Yeah, there's the trouble.
He's showing the condition, not the driver.
Yeah,
correct. Or is he saying the driver is more important? I didn't get that.
No, he doesn't know. See, that's the problem. You have the example, but it's of an unknown quantitative condition. That's the rub. Did you watch the video?
Only a few minutes, not all of it. Well, I knew it was wrong, you know. I just know. I'm good at that. I know it's bullshit. Nobody's going to be on my TV and be right. I only look at the mistakes. Right.
That was pretty good. That's better than other people. Other people are watching to death to try to prove us that we don't know what we're talking about, to tell them about their thing. And you don't even, you'll get in all into it. You'll get the esoteric of it and say, now what about it? We'll say, did you not? Why? Oh, no, I wouldn't waste my time on this shit. This is crazy. I just going to ask you what it was and just go from there. It's all good. It's like lipstick and cocaine, Bob. You got it.
Yes. And Beefheart said, I'm not really here or I'm not even here. I just hang around for my friends. Well, I'm not on Facebook. I just hang around and post and listen to people's stupid posts, but none of it arrives to any concrete.
Then, if that's true, fine. If that's true, then change your name to put in your title of your place on the facial book, Dark Soul, The Dark Soul. If that's true.
Oh, put that on there. Okay.
Yeah, put The Dark Soul. Yeah.
Oh, boy, that'll bring the Satanists out. I got Aleister Crowley's grandson. I've got Anton LaVey. They're all trying to get me into their circles. They keep emailing me, Bob, look what we're doing. We're as evil as you. If I put The Dark Soul, that's going to challenge them. They're going to want to get in the ring with me. Do those people listen to Ion and try to figure out how to fit Ion into their satanic template?
Yes.
Yeah. They are listening, though. They know we sound pretty bad, right? They're attracting the bad dudes. Yes, they know we sound pretty bad.
They are indeed.
Okay, if you could look, you take this video. My video that I had made of the angel diagram is more accurate than any visualization of swirling Baroque spirals. Correct?
Yeah.
And the reason I say this, we include the idea, not just a visualization.
Well, don't say idea. Say ideology, because it's really not a substantiated idea. It's not a substantiated because they'll undo it. But if you say it's an ideology, then they can discuss it within the confines of their parameter. Because, see, Bob, you've got a lot of fucked up people
hold it,
that you're trying.
Hold that thought. Don't forget it. This is I didn't mean ideas as an advantage. I meant ideology because way back in 2010, Ion had this phrase, abject mercury or something. And he put abject, a psychological condition, into matter. That's what you mix. You have to have the psychology and the matter. And we have that in the diagram. That's okay. So what were you going to say? He said, "Not Bob, but you."
The very
you
thing.
Don't get
the very thing that you. The very thing that you just said is that don't call it an ideology, not an idea, because the idea that can go against, but the ideology opens the discussion so that you can have this abject position within an elemental condition. Okay.
Right. A side thing, Carolyn's reading the biography of L. Ron Hubbard, and she says it's absolutely hilarious. Like when he had commander of some P boat or something, and the sonar picked up something. So they bombed what turned out to be a rock for 2 days, and he thought he had destroyed the enemy submarine. So I said, wow, we can make a movie out of this guy's life. It'd be a comedy if you just present all the different scenarios he invented and then try to do, and then that would fail and he'd move on. So that would be a good movie, wouldn't it? It'd be hilarious.
It'd be hysterical. Some people still believe in that crap, so you have to be careful because they're still living. The John Travolta is still living that world.
Might have to go to court a few times over it. But
I know about all that. Who's going to say that? Yeah, good. We love that. Wish they would. Wish somebody would take you to court. That'd be great. We could do that.
Take you or me? Who did you say?
There's no difference. Take R.H. Macy. Take R.H. Macy to court, and you can prove there's a Santa Claus. That'll be good.
So I'm looking at the eye cell picture on my Facebook page. That's a better description of the cells than what that guy is trying to claim, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It actually shows what's real.
We concur.
Real. Yeah, all right.
Well, it shows what the capacity. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Okay.
You're doing good.
Yeah. A new thing that came out with somebody the other day, maybe on Tuesday, is Israel started the angel war on the ascended continent. I think Denny evoked this. Denny brought this up. So the spiritual Israel is what you'd call the human community of ascended people that was on the ascended continent, the Yarmulke continent, right? I said, you can call it Shambhala or something else, but Israel, the way you use it, means quite a fantastic community of non-community. That is not. That's the not part, right?
You God's peculiar people who are not. Yes.
Right. That's the way it was on the ascended continent. Now, what triggered the angel warfare in that Israel? What incident happened?
The original battle.
No, but what is the original battle? The angels are disagreeing over
the fight over who's in charge. The battle's never over right or wrong. The battle's always been over who's in charge.
So that's what the angel warfare is, and being in charge is sitting on the right hand of God.
Who is sitting on the right hand of God?
That's the battle. Now, did Ophanel? Is that when Ophanel started the fight? Did Ophanel?
No, you didn't start it. No, you was a fucking carpetbagger. You was just making money off of it.
You did say that before. That's right. I did.
Yeah.
That.
You was a rent butler. You didn't know if you was pitching or catching. You was going on them. You'd love anybody. Just be still. I love you. Just be still. I love you. I'm a lover. Ain't nobody. Yeah, that's our Bob. Our Miss Brooks. That's our Miss Brooks.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a problem with Amy. She can't keep still, right? She wouldn't stay still.
I don't know. Well, she's got a penis that gets in the way, too, but that's another conversation.
Okay, so this started, but there's no starting. So is the expression of the struggle of the angel warfare just the principle of contrast that's in the ascended state? It's dim, it's tiny. But there has to be a little bit of contrast.
To begin the begin. Remember the dance?
Yeah.
To begin the begin. It's like that.
So contrast creates a sense of something. The little dim contrast creates a sense of something has started.
Well, sure, Bob. It's like what you dealt with. It's like what you as the boss is, and that these multi-plethoric things you have to deal with on your day-to-day engagement with these humans.
You think the queen's running around look like
yeah,
comes
you
in
got
my box
it's ridiculous
day.
What you have. It's true. But you have to come back to the chief of staff. You have to come back and settle that they've decided they're now mortified. The king of all kings, and they're mortified. They're going to die. Scared to death to damn die. Listen to that now. Scared to death they're going to die. And that's the big worrisome condition. They just don't think they can make it one more day. It's kind of like, well, then, you know, of course, the easy response, well, then kill yourself. See. Prove it. You're going to do all that.
Okay.
See, but that's a little tough. That's a little tough. But at the same time, it's fair because it's kind of like at least it has an ending. At least it's validated by something. At least it's quantitatively positioned into some capacity rather than just some glib cliche thing that some God made me somewhere and I'm going to be a God someday. I'm going to be a God someday. Or some ridiculous something that you're going to be something that you ain't because you ain't got capacity to. You're so goddamn stupid. You don't even know where you are and where you come from and where you're going and where you're going to be and where you might be. If you could figure it out, you wouldn't even know. You'd have to go ask God if it was all right, if you could have something that you could damn or not damn or have or not have or be. And at the end of the day, God don't care what kind of car you drive or if you have a car or not. You know what I mean? Ain't no difference to him. He's like, tear it up, do whatever you're going to do. But we're sick and tired of all this crying about all these conditions that are supposed to bring you into your place of power that you have to deal with on a day in, day out basis and deal with all the kerfuffle that comes along with this zeitgeist of this William Irwin Thompson dream of a menagerie. Tennessee Williams,
are you saying
never quite got
not,
right.
Were you complaining about me there or complaining about the little ones?
So what you have to endure, Bob, it's ridiculous what you have to
endure. Yeah, you're not complaining. I'm not complaining about that, am I? Are you saying I'm
no.
upset about
we are,
that?
We are. We are complaining that you have to endure it.
Right.
Mon Dieu.
Am I enduring
Dieu.
More than Carolyn? What about Carolyn? Am I enduring more than Carolyn?
What does she endure?
Think...
What does she endure?
All right, that's right. She likes it.
She makes up problems that she has to then corral and then control and then contrive and then solve. Things that aren't a problem
okay.
at all, she makes them into an issue to get to solve it. Now, she does it marvelously. She does it perfectly. But, you know, don't start nothing and it won't have to be nothing. But
okay, so we were talking about, So it came to me, McClellan writes in the 50s about a general in the British Army or Navy who often fought with Churchill. And he had always had a different strategy. I don't know
Brinkman.
If you know the name.
Brinkman.
That's not the name of the guy. It's General somebody. I mean, it's not the name that
Brinkman.
I think I know. Anyways, Brinkman.
Oh, okay.
But the point was, McClellan said it was I-man versus ear-man. Churchill was ear man, and this guy was a bureaucratic rule maker. And so they always fought. Did I have to solve that?
You haven't
Did I have
yet.
To intervene? Ah, and the Queen,
you haven't yet.
She favored, apparently, Churchill, but did she favor the other guy secretly, or she didn't engage?
No.
Or
No. She had to support Churchill because that was the only thing that protected all the old secrets from Edward. Edward had a lot of nasty things that if they'd have got
that
out,
would be,
it would have hurt.
Edward is, who is he? He's the, oh, the guy who stepped down in 36. He had a lot of,
yeah, her uncle.
He had a lot of secrets.
Skeletons.
Yeah, like he hung out with the Nazis. He wanted the Nazis.
Well, man, that's a fucking good start, yeah. That's a good start.
I mean, that would be good if they had won.
Yeah.
It would have if they kept their ascension program going.
Right.
Right. So the Queen knew in her family they could have been aligned with the Nazis, so she had to align with the apparent great hero anti-Nazi, Churchill. That was the image she needed to have.
Well, that wasn't the problem. It was that bitch, Wallace Simpson. That was the trouble. That's what caused everything to go to hell. Yeah. There's trouble.
Was that a factor that caused World War II?
It was.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Did the Duke, Edward, did he realize that and resent his involvement with the lady? Or he was stubbornly...
It was to spite Ernest.
He was spiting. Edward was spiting somebody named Ernest.
No. Ernest Simpson.
Oh, the husband. The ex-husband.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, the first one. He personally wanted to spite that guy, so he stayed with Wallace.
Right.
Hmm. Okay. And did he know that would cost him the throne?
Well, Ernest did everything he could to make sure.
Okay. All right. Next question.
And then you got Earl Winfield Spencer, which is even worse.
Well, that's Lady Diana's father or grandfather or something. She was a Spencer. Are you referring to someone related to Lady Diana?
No.
Oh, different Spencer. Okay.
That was Wallace Simpson's first husband. Come on now.
Well, who's Ernest? Is it Ernest Spencer is the name of the guy?
No. Ernest is the second husband. She's fucked everybody, Bob.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. And you're saying Spencer made sure that his ex-wife never got to the throne, what you're saying.
Well, yeah, but you're leaving out Mary of Teck. That's the trouble. You always leave out the best parts, and we don't understand why.
Who's Mary of Teck?
Mary of Teck. The consort, the queen consort.
Okay.
She was the empress consort of India. The wife of George V, Bob. Come on now.
All right. Okay. Now, she was a factor.
Wurthemberg.
Yeah, you mentioned her before. I remember that.
Yeah.
Mary of Teck.
Yeah, she was hot. She can get it. She scared right up straight. She'd fuck you to death.
She stood up straight. Now, did she?
Yeah.
That screwed up Edward? That was a problem for Edward.
It was. It was.
Okay, so I just want to move on to Paul Twitchell, who created the sign.
Mary Adeline of Cambridge, that's her lineage. That was the connection to the Spencer.
To Spencer, the first husband of Wallace.
The Spencer.
Simpson.
Yeah, because she was the first cousin, once removed, of Queen Victoria, actually.
But this is the Spencers. Those are the ones that get involved, that create Lady Diana, don't they? Those Spencers?
The other side. That's the other side. They're all connected, remember? Well, I know, it's all back to the thing. This coronation was the 22nd of June, your favorite day of 1911. You were just a baby.
All right. So that's what we call a clusterfuck. And
yeah,
Balmoral is a clusterfuck.
Pretty much.
Right. So Paul Twitchell invented the signs Ekankar. And so he advertised, I read his materials, and he said, astral projection is puny compared to soul travel. So he tried to get people to do soul travel, and I just found out Nan's mother was a member of Ekankar, and Nan grew up as a kid in that environment, so she knew about Twitchell. Was Paul Twitchell actually talking about portaling? But named it
He had no idea, Bob. He's just buzzing. Nothing.
Well, he was a hustler, so he created an ideology that some scholar, David Lake, I think Scott said, or no, Denny said, or somebody said, that this scholar, maybe Nan knew it, explained how it came from some Indian guru talk. And Paul Twitchell took some of that, Seth, Matt, or something. I haven't got the name right here. And mixed up these ideologies from India to come up with his unique soul travel for Americans. That's what you're saying he did. He couldn't do any of it. Mr. Twistle couldn't do soul travel? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. That's why they made such a do-over.
That's why he disappeared. Okay, when he died in September of 1971, did he fake his death to get the hell out of there? Or did he actually transition?
Yep.
He faked his death. Now, here's the interesting thing. I hadn't looked up his death date in decades, or not in my present ascended state of mind. And so I think I went and engaged a Friday evening of the Ekankar cult in Los Angeles. And I said, holy shit, I showed that up there, staying at Jordan Sloan's, probably in July. He died 2 months later. I caused that. Would you?
Yeah.
You would agree with that?
That's right. We did.
Yeah. I can see how that happened.
Actually, we made it sync up.
Very good. And then that, in other words, he had to be removed.
Correct. And wait till you get to the orb. We have a special orb that's already been designed that's going to prove some rest of the point. It's going to finally settle the Lyndon LaRouche battle.
Did you say battle?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. I'll write that down, the orb. We'll keep it in here until we get to it.
Orb.
Not today. Yeah. We're not doing it today.
No.
You explained to me how the tech body is making Elizabeth Warren and Sanders and Bloomberg, are they kind of going nuts looking at the news and running their organization? They're out of control.
Yeah.
The tech body somehow affects their psychology.
Well, it's like it's trying to understand who the Duchy of Lancaster is. You can't figure it out. And it becomes a big part of everything, and it doesn't fit anything, and you don't know how it works, and it still goes back to the Duchy of Lancaster.
Look, isn't that Henry V, or was he the House of York?
You got to go back. What does it mean? What does it mean?
The War of the Roses. The War of the Roses.
Yes, well, that's exactly right.
Well, I always took it significant to the degree I looked at that history. I said, oh, Frank went to high school living in Lancaster. So the Lancasters is Zappa and Beefheart against the Beatles and the Stones, who would be York.
Correct.
California versus London. You like that? That
we do.
As much as it is. As an ideology, it fits, right? It's only an ideology. So now Denny came back, and he had heard of the D-cell, and even the S-cell, and he was part of a group that had the D-cell from the second inventor who picked it up from Mr. Brown, is Mr. Dory. So actually I met someone, well, Denny, who knew the in the 70s about the Dory cell, and they were using a bigger version of it for agriculture, and they didn't like Jodun Sloan. They badmouthed Jodun Sloan. They thought he was a hustler or something. Is Denny nuts, or that was going on?
It was going on, but it's been going on since Richard II.
Okay, so the D cell anticipates the I cell. It's not the I cell, but it has the whiff of it, the aura of it, and that's part of what the monarchies fought over, or the empires fought over?
Henry of Grossmont, yes.
So they would make their water better, or they'd make their crops better with whatever they thought they were doing with their grains?
They used it to make money. Sovereign.
Mm.
That's how they maintain their sovereignty. See, y'all acting like y'all invented something, but that's been around forever. But we don't make a big to-do about it. We let it go because it doesn't really matter. It's Carol's little fun thing, so we just let it be.
Well, we finally get into good hands, the correct hands, instead of these other dukes.
Okay. But see, you had to replace it. You had to replace it with something valid. Otherwise, it undoes a big portion of your persona.
Right, right.
It's just following something foolish around.
So have we just found out today, February 27th, what the Korean people had, the blue virus, the blue crystal, the this, the that,
uh-huh.
all these people, the Ottoman, were fighting over the ISIL, whatever they called
yep.
it.
Whatever wow. it was, yep.
And how did they make money?
We call it bread of living water, Bob.
They'll never be able to inherit that. They won't know what the formula is. Very good move
there
by Bob.
Go.
Yes, we have the bread of living water here. So how did they make money from it? They made neat inventions and sold spin-offs?
The physicians. No. All you had to do was control it. If you control it, then you have it. You get to say. You get to control it. So that's the rub. You get to control it. And if you control it, then you control the aspects of it.
It's like the dust in the non-physical. It's something that very basic massage. Yeah, it's like a hidden magic. It's the alchemy, the original alchemy. We discovered
the
original
position.
Alchemy.
It built castles.
Aha! Oh, boy, 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 wait till she hears that one. Then she'll have to realize we have it, and she doesn't have to fuck around about how far Leonardo da Vinci got with it. You know what
or
I mean?
Didn't get
We're
with
doing
it.
It.
Or didn't get. Or
didn't
get with
it.
There's
right.
the rub is what didn't get. Fitting get. Oh, the fitting gets got it.
Right. Okay.
Soul going to ascend. How's the dark soul going to ascend?
It's good question,
Bob.
Yeah,
it's fucked up,
yeah.
Bob.
I'm worse than Moses. Moses imitated me. Tried to be as bad as me. And he did nothing. He got nowhere. But the
you'll be worse than Ralph Nader.
So I'm so lazy. And I'm not going to get an Uber, but Carolyn, maybe the whole C set, the whole C reset, that'll do it. It's right here. I can touch that for a second and do it. I have the solution right here.
Take 2 to 4 BID, and it'll dry you right up right now. You don't have to wait.
Yeah, BID is twice a day?
That's right. Bi-daily, twice daily. 2 to 4.
When you were saying?
Twice daily.
Right, twice. And you were saying, when they come, Bob, you know, you go, you're talking about when Gregory comes and we go stealth. That's when I ascend.
Yep.
That'll be my version of Portland.
Your version of a way out. A way out. Yeah. Good.
Very interesting. We're learning a lot today, aren't we?
Working hard for you, Bob. Working hard for you.
That brings
Carolyn,
me. He was Oakdale.
Carolyn, this is going to hurt. I don't want to go.
Okay,
I'm not going in there, Carolyn. It's going to be bad. Come on, Bob. I'm not going. The waiters, they interrupt me and they want to pour me water that I'm not going to drink. They interrupt me and they want to sell me food. I came there. Just bring me food. I don't want to talk to you. Bring me food. I will not say a word. I won't bother you. I don't want to look at your menu. I don't want to talk to your people. I don't want to see your maitre d'. I don't want to know where to sit. I'm going to go sit down. I want you to bring me some food. I don't want you to talk to me. And if a glass is empty, fill it up with vodka. We don't care. You pour something in there. It doesn't make any difference. We don't care. I just don't want you interrupting. I don't want you asking. I don't want any butter. I'm done. I don't want to deal with this. But I'm going to have to sit here because Carolyn says I have to be nice.
Okay, so we were at the restaurant the other day, and by the end, the women there accompanying me and Carolyn were noticed the waiter got a little peeved at my last little, no, I want to keep that. Did he get teased at me? He knew he could pick up that I was disgusted by the whole scene. Is that why
he wasn't peeved. He was concerned that he wasn't going to get a good tip. He was working for tips, and he realized that you were so displaced that you might take money off the check rather than add to. You might take it away. Get away from me, you motherfucker. Don't be touching it. Stop. You're not my server. I don't want you here. Get away. Get the owner. Get somebody. Get him out of here. He's afraid he wasn't going to get a tip, and he might get fired.
It's a goddamn sermon on the mount, and you're interrupting it, is my attitude.
Correct. And the point is if you get a good server that you can teach that to, it'll stay out of your way and just do what you want. Boy, they'll make a fortune. You'll give them whatever they ask.
You don't care. Here's
$100. Did we give the guy? Karen always gives a good tip, I think.
Karen always gives a good tip. She gave a great tip. She figures she has to pay extra because they had to put up with you.
Yes, that's right. And she's going to come back. I'm not coming back.
And she may have to come back. That's right. She may have to come back. That's right. That's right. They'll remember her, but she's the one that had the plastic card that did it all. That's right. She does everything, remember? It's just that.
Right. She does everything. She has to clean up every mess. Okay, get that.
Right.
I didn't think.
There's no nutrition in the world anymore. It's not
right.
Me.
That's
it's
really
now.
Important.
My only thing left now is lipstick and cocaine.
Yeah, I haven't read the lyrics of that song. I'm not sure of the point.
I don't like the slowness.
Why? Of it. It's too slow and the morose. But
no. The morose part. That's the part that's moving. The altifino, the blowout. It's why it moves. Very moving. And that destiny, the thing about destiny, it seldom changes.
Right. That's right. Something you can rely on.
Something you can rely on. The one thing you can, the destiny, the shit, that the gift that keeps on giving. There you go.
Well, that's a good counter to everybody today. The common wisdom is, well, one thing we know that's constant is there's constant change. Well, no, there's destiny. There's a constant non-change.
Right.
That's an answer.
The congruent. Yeah.
Congruent means complementary?
No, look it up.
Congruent means it's the same.
It's always the same.
But to say there's destiny, that's not the same as there's always change. You get that? Or I mean, you would disagree that destiny is the situation where there's always change. The one constant is change. That's destiny. Is that what you're saying?
But no. Congruent means it's in agreement or harmony. Or it's identical in form, coinciding exactly when superimposed. That's what congruent means.
So the destiny and the factors always change are congruent.
Yeah, because it's identical in form. See, destiny is identical in form.
Right. So and that's a constant. And change is the regular constant for people.
It would be a diametrical mirrored image. So it would be a mirrored image that would lay right on top of each other. It wouldn't be a left and right or read backwards like a newspaper. It would be the front and the back of the newspaper put together, sandwiched.
I see. And there'd be no reverse like a normal
mirror. Right. Yeah. Or don't say reverse. Say there's no obverse or converse. They're both.
All right. Well,
good.
I think,